This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Right now, Brandon Johnson and the Democrats are criminals. They're locking up guys from smuggling drugs and trafficking people across the city. They dragged them and shoot it.
Right
now.
Right.
We're going to shoot the bosses. We're going to shoot the Democrats and civilians because they're the agents representing the people they voted for. The agents. I'm a sports agent. If I don't have represent my clients, they fire me.
I'll be honest with you, I had a difficult time understanding this guy, but here's what I'll tell you. He was a man from Chicago who was fed up. I don't know if it was Chicago. It could have been New York. Brandon Johnson. Yeah. Chicago. He was fed up, and he says we need to sue these Democrats individually. He says whatever his lifestyle was, he says, I represent these people, and if I did this wrong, they'd fire me. And he was, I think he might have been Haitian or something. I'm not sure. Because I was struggling to understand it. But here's what I can tell you. He was mad as AT double crooked socks. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's. Who are you listening to? What I'm trying to tell you is this. While we're fighting a war in Ukraine, a proxy war that Joe Biden loves that he got us into because they've essentially extorted him into this war. He's been extorted into war. Now, because of the lack of protection that the left give to Israel, he's got a war on that. He's got border issues, so much so that he's adopted the Trump plan. This has been barely talked about in the media because Joe Biden is now using Trump's plan to rebuild the wall. Okay, Hamas has attacked Israel, which is a real big problem for Joe Biden and the Democrats because he was already in the tank. Joe Biden couldn't win an election against Trump like he didn't win it in 2020. There is no way they can statistically make him win an election in 2024. No way. Or any other Democrat. Because the albatross that hangs around their backs for everything I'm talking about. Everything that Trump did right, they did wrong. Everything that they tried to ridicule him on is backfired. The border policy, that was one guy, one thing that's happening in New York. I promise you, black people are going to become the squeaky wheel against the Democrats. What will they do when they can't tell black folks, come out and you know, go say something. I told you guys a joke where the black white guy walks up to the black guy and says, this is what's happening, and then expects the black guy to go do his dirty work. The Democrats have done this for decades. And now they can't. Because black people are no longer willing to do the dirty work. Because the dirty work has landed on black folks. They're waking up in elephant dung. Going, what the heck? When did the circus leave town? Well, circus has always been there, black leftists. What was Trump's America? Think about it. The guy you despise. The guy that told you every single thing that was wrong. You got a media that colludes with the left. You have a crooked DOJ, a crooked media, a crooked DNC that works with all these agencies, and they do everything they can to lie to you. You get nothing but propaganda from the media. I swear, if there was any lesson that I want to make sure my kids know early on, which they're men now, except, well, even the youngest is a man now. He's through puberty. But the lesson is, believe nothing you see. You verify everything. And understand, there are people out there manipulating, and they will do it. They're proven manipulators. They're good at it. Propagandists. Trump was, make America great again. America first. And why is that? Is there a family member that is the stalwart, that, you know, that always has it together? Because there is in my family. It used to be me. And it is to a large degree, but there's somebody you can depend on. The person who is going to always give you the right advice might even be the one that loans you money because they always had it. Well, let me tell you this. That family member goes down, your entire family goes down. You should be cheering. It's like if a it's like these kids that go into the pro sports and they make it. You know why everybody's happy they make it? Because now they can come take care of the family. Now, I'm going to tell you, this is a big deal in the black community. We want someone that can take care of us. And we go, yes, we are looking for someone to start it. Start that thing that we all want. Because we've seen it. We've seen it with these white kids, the legacy kids that we call them. They're the kids whose father was an accountant, and they are an accountant. Then they run the father's accounting agency, and that agency goes up and swallows up others and becomes one of the big four. You know, becomes a Price Waterhouse Coopers, and you get your name on it. Price Waterhouse Coopers. People think of it as, oh, it's just a name. No, it isn't. It's the name of families. And when you get your name up there, it's a big deal. And you know what? Black folks are out there going, when do we start naming our stuff? When can we do that? And that's what America, MAGA is. Make America Great Again, where we can start putting our name on stuff. America First. Made in America. Woo! I'm all tingy and excited. Because that's what we were supposed to be. And if we don't survive, the world doesn't survive. We are the ones, and I'm not trying to brag here and make it sound, oh, everybody knows it. Everybody around the world knows it. This isn't just something limited to us, like a bunch of braggadocios going, oh man, we America. America's, we are not the only ones saying this. There's not a country in the world that doesn't know who we are. There are countries people around this globe cannot name. There's not a single country in the world, and I will make you a bet, there's not a single person sentient that it knows that there are countries that doesn't know the word America. USA. USA. But you don't know, well, I don't know, name one of these 192 countries. I bet you there's a bunch of them you couldn't name if I put a gun to your head. Every one of them knows America. It's almost like biblical, because it is. God shed his grace on thee. So we're out there, this beacon of hope for everybody, and we put a clown in office, and we think he's going to solve our problems for us. This government has stopped being that beacon. But you know who has not stopped? You. You remain that beacon. I promise you, there are people that don't like our government, but they love you. They know what the American person is. They know what the American spirit is and who delivers it. We can be proud of that. We're going to continue on this talking about Israel, because it's a big deal.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're going to love it. And you're going to love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-257-3672. 800-257-3672. 800-257-3672. That's 800-257-3672.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-948-4155.
800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. That's 800-948-4155.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
There's a big difference between Donald Trump and Joe Biden. Winning versus losing. Competence versus incompetence. And what the left don't want you to know is they recognize how bad Joe Biden is. And they've recognized it from the start. You take away that muscle memory year of Joe Biden where he kept on with the Trump policies and couldn't get any, you know, wasn't getting anything implemented to change it. You take that year out and Joe Biden, you think he's bad. It would be horrible. If he didn't live on that muscle memory, America would be shot. He kept on with a little bit of the stock market growth. Think about it this way. Donald Trump leaves office, there's a continuation of good, if you will, and then it stops. Measure when it stops and then take the rest of that time, which is just over 2 years now, coming up on 2 years, and look at Biden's record in anything. It's so embarrassing and dismal, it's pathetic. And there are people out there that want you to believe he's doing well. I've got clips of guys going, you know, the Biden economy is really a good economy. The Biden economy has broken the backs of, I tell you, 50% of Americans. Middle class. I'm one of them. I can tell you this. Without Biden, I have a minimum of $70,000 to $100,000 sitting in the bank just on regular life. It isn't that I went out and went extravagant. I didn't buy some fancy car or whatever. The plans that we made, as God chuckled, during the time of Biden, where, and I'm not going to go into too much detail, but, you know, simple stuff. Basic American ideals. We're going to grow our company, buy a new home, etc. We had to put completely on hold. Completely. And now we sit around in my household looking at the basics. I told you guys, and I wasn't joking. I went the first time in decades, I went to the gas station, put gas in my car, and I said, I'm not filling it up. I'm going to get enough gas to get me from A to B and get home. And I did it partially for a reason, because my son now is now driving, and he thinks gas is free. So he'll go somewhere, bloop, bloop, bloop. I'm going to go to the store. He boots around, spends another 2 gallons of gas, which costs me another $10. I'm going, hey, you know, gas is not free, and you're not working, kid. But to think that at my age, I'm looking at the price of gasoline and going, oh, God, you know what I'm going to do? I'm routing my trips. Okay, you go to the bank, then you go here, then you go to the dry cleaner, then you pick up this. And if you miss something when you do that, when you're on a budget, you're mad. Oh, Lord, I can't go do this. It's going to be 4 days before I go pick up my dry cleaning, you know? And I'm chuckling about it because I always laugh to keep from crying. And I'm not going to cry, but it is what it is. But I'm just saying, you start looking at things differently, and that's where we are. And it wasn't like that under Donald Trump. There's a huge difference between having competence versus incompetence. And let me tell you, don't let the left fool you. They know they've got a clown in office. But you know what, to admit it, the reason why I tell you they go after Trump is they're going after you. It isn't that Trump is brilliant or whatever. He espouses the ideas that you have. And that means you're brilliant. Donald Trump has the same ideas. And none of us are truly brilliant in the classic sense, because we're just exercising common sense. But when the left doesn't have it, we look like freaking all Einsteins. And they can't admit it. So they got to make us think they picked Einstein. They're Einstein that got us into a proxy war where we're spending billions of dollars for Ukrainian people who are completely, they are ungrateful for it. I cannot believe that this government of the United States did not allocate more money for our war. Really? You want us to pay for your war? Yeah, they do. And look at these ingrates that are coming over from the border. Demanding, you know, okay, so what, you got us 5-star hotels. We want to eat, and we don't want to eat junk food. Don't be bringing us boxed lunches. We want some food. And now the Democrats and the leftists are starting to, we got to get these people. Here was a New York congressional candidate talking about the migrants that are coming into their city.
What's behind it is that what they're trying to do, it's just a little bit too little, too late. People have already had it up to here. You know, we see on a daily basis mothers sitting on corners with infant babies, okay, panhandling, begging for money for food. That had been an American mother. CPS would have came and taken their child, or ACS. We see people going into stores and hotels demanding that they give them whatever they want for free, because they tell them that the government gave you money for us. So they're being bullies. They have a sense of entitlement. In our community, in the black and brown community, people have just, it's been like that for years. This is nothing new, all right? This didn't just start happening. Now it's just amplified.
Well, a lot more people.
You know, there's a lot more people.
Yes, ma'am. I can see it just right around here.
There's a lot more people, all right? There's a lot more people, and there's a serious sense of urgency and fear amongst the people in the black and brown communities, because these people, these illegals, are aggressive. They're very, very aggressive. They get drunk, all right? These are alcoholics. These are drug addicts. And they come, just like the other day up in Harlem, not the other day, the other month, out of the Lincoln Correctional Facility, all right? They an American was trying to stop them from arguing or fighting or whatever, they jumped on him and threw him through a glass door. All right? So this is the kind of people that we're dealing with here.
Well, remember when Trump, Dan, said when he came down that golden escalator, and then he said they're sending their, you know,
the
their murderers, the worst of the worst, and they piled on him. But everybody knew who was fair-minded, knew what he was saying. He wasn't saying every single person's a rapist. But he was saying this isn't what we do in America. Being an American is not just you don't have a right to be an American. You follow the law,
right.
You go through the process, and you actually buy in to the American understanding.
Welcome back, folks. Kevin Jackson here. You buy in to the American understanding, according to Miss Laura Ingram, and I agree with her. You buy in to the American understanding. There you go. So what was the Trump doctrine, America First, MAGA? How can you help other people if you can't help yourself? That's Donald Trump's whole raison d'etre, reason to be, was that making America strong makes the world strong. That's the biggest message you can send. He protected our partners, Israel being one of them. Negotiated the peace between North and South Korea, negotiated peace between Israel and the Saudis, and was well on their way. And what's funny, you read the paper and they act like Joe Biden, the tenuous situation that's happening between Israel is now up in the air because of Joe Biden's negotiations. What Joe Biden's negotiations with what? We hadn't even been thinking about this. The guy who deserves the Nobel Peace Prize, let me put it to you this way, isn't ever going to get it. And Joe Biden's a guy that's going to do this for us, right? He's the one that's going to save the day. We are in dire straits yet again because of this incompetent so-called president.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
It's obvious. The unthinkable is going to happen soon. With all the distractions in the media, we probably won't see it coming. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Those in charge say everything's fine, stop noticing. But you know better. American families are preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Order by 3 p.m., and your items ship the same day. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit gcnlive.com today.
U.S. USA News Update. At least 11 Americans are among the dead after surprise attacks on Israel triggered the start of an all-out war over the weekend. This is now the third day of Israeli forces battling the Palestinian militant group Hamas. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says what Hamas has done is unforgivable. The field of GOP presidential candidates is shrinking. Former Texas Congressman Will Hurd announcing yesterday he's dropping out of the race, said it became clear to him that the time had come to suspend his campaign. He will be supporting former UN Ambassador Nikki Haley. This week, a vote scheduled to determine the next House Speaker. Ohio Republican Jim Jordan and House Majority Leader Steve Scalise of Louisiana have both thrown their hats into the ring for consideration. Corey Myers, USA News.
I need to pay my taxes. What are my payment options?
The IRS has several options for paying your taxes. You can pay with IRS Direct Pay, a debit or credit card, or with an electronic funds withdrawal when you e-file your return. If you can't pay the full amount, consider paying over time with an online payment agreement or our Offer in Compromise program. Both tools are available on IRS.gov. Go to IRS.gov/payment to find an option that is best suited for you.
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
I can't think of a single thing that Trump wasn't prophetic on. Trump said to NATO, you need to pay your bills. You need to do your part in all of this. Because we are not here to protect the world. It's supposed to be all of us uniting together. He says the UN is useless. It's worthless. The WHO is worthless. All these agencies that are supposed to solve problems do nothing except try to feed themselves, make themselves larger and larger and larger to build a new world order, and you're not accomplishing anything. And everybody's criticizing him. And as I said, there's more wars than when the UN first started. There's, I'm not going to say that there's less people, more people dying, but there's still lots of people dying. Get this, I think they said 1 million people died in Ethiopia last year. 1 million people from starvation. You haven't heard a leftist on the planet talking about it. Where's Darfur? Remember when everybody was talking about Darfur? Too bad nobody's paying attention to Hollywood so they couldn't bring up the next African country they're not going to help. Kevin Jackson's here listening to, folks. Kevin Jackson Network, 844. 551-8255. Donald Trump said, NATO, pay your bills. If you're going to protect people, protect their human rights. Do you think human rights are being violated around the world? Of course they are. In brown and black countries, but you know the countries that are catching the most grief, that are being told, you better change your evil ways, is all the so-called white countries. I have to remind people, white folks are not the majority of people in the world. Asians and Arabs and black folks outnumber whites. But you would think white folks, boy, it's crazy out there. Y'all are like 80% of the world. You're the tiniest minority. And ironically, and people hate to tell you this, because they can't go making white people feel good, but where everybody wants to live is where the majority of white people are. Because it's civilized.
Oh, there's Kevin talking about Western culture, that Uncle Tom. Talking about white folks and how good it is.
Yeah, let me tell you, do any of you want to live in Somalia? Any of you want to live somewhere in the Middle East? Do you think the Mexicans want to live in the Middle East or Somalia? Tell me where they want to go. When people talk about moving somewhere, I want to go to Europe. What part? Don't care.
Well, it could be a lot of white people. Did I mention any? Will you just get me there? They don't care. And the reason they don't care is because that's where it's safe. That's where opportunity exists. And we're going to apologize for this? Sorry, not this brother, not this Bruckerman. This Bruckerman and not apologize. And as much as you may like China and you love getting your products from South Korea and a bunch of other places, people aren't clamoring to go there. Donald Trump made NATO be responsible so we could protect each other. And it's not even about war as much as it used to be anymore. It's about protecting the rights of people. What about our border? I just played you some things going on in America. Protect our border. You see the fallout. Where's the fallout? In Chicago, in New York, in Cleveland, Baltimore, etc. All these places where Texas and those guys are saying, hey, y'all want them? You have them. Have these illegals. Call them whatever you want. Call them immigrants. Give them some fancy little name that makes you feel good. But now, when you got to foot the bill, you know what you do? You're going to pull an Eric Adams on us and say, we can't afford to have all these immigrants coming to New York. I'm just saying. And you're going to get 35 of 62 counties or whatever the number is saying, we are banning you from sending them to our county. That's what you get. Donald Trump wanted to build prosperity through a strong economy. The biggest weapon that America has in every war that's being fought around the globe is our prosperity. That's the reason why God has allowed you, us, to prosper. Because we are the engine that fuels the world. Think of us as the jet stream. Think of us as the tides. Think of us as whatever you need. But we're the moon to the planet of politics. And where the moon goes is where the tide goes. We're the moon. And without us, it doesn't function. Without this so-called American greed, and I'm going to go all gecko on you for just a second, but greed is good. Because you're spending, you're saving, you're fueling the economy in America, fuels the economies of the world. You want their little beads and baskets and trinkets and African mask and all the crap. And you travel somewhere and I'm going to Guatemala. And you know what you do? You come back with a bunch of Guatemalan crap. Then some of you open stores and say, it's an homage to Guatemala. I was there. I met a few midgets. I loved it. And so you have a collection of little Guatemalan midget figurines. I don't know. But whatever it is that you have, you're supporting that economy in ways that other people can't. You travel, you experience it, you come up with new ideas, new innovations, and you bring it back to America and say, hey, well, you too can enjoy my Guatemalan midget collection, and you put it on the internet, and people buy it, you buy more products from Guatemala, and you help their economy. Then you adopt their kids, their babies, whatever. Then you want to go back, because you got friends there, and you take friends back, and that's the way it works, and that's what America's about. You give and give and give, and you do and do and do. Prosperity, folks, through a strong economy, which is what Donald Trump did when baby black Jesus goes, what are you going to do? Wave a magic wand? How you going to bring manufacturing back? Huh? What are you going to do? Well, what he's going to do is he's going to actually do it. He's going to go out there, create jobs, inspire an economy that will encourage business owners to invest. Think about where you are right now if you're a business owner. Are you investing? You're probably barely hanging on. You're not thinking about expansion. You're making cuts. I read the tea leaves of the media and I'm going, this doesn't look good. I've got friends that are saying to me, oh, this does not look good. Wealthy people. So I'm not trying to be the canary in the coal mine, because I think you already know. You're tightening up. But here's the thing. When it comes to how are we going to get this country back, you got to loosen the purse strings a little bit. And, you know, it's funny. My friends will go, Kevin, I just don't see any. And I go, if you have a fatalistic attitude, like we can't win, then why are you listening to me? Yeah, I mean, I'm no offense, but I don't want friends with fatalistic attitudes. We got to believe we can win, or else why are we in the game? Are you getting out of the game? You think you're going to get your kids or your grandkids out of the game? Because if you don't, then you better adopt a different attitude. And you better adopt an attitude that says, instead of focusing on how they're winning, how can I change that into the way that we're winning? If you see the Sea Vision Summit, when we show these videos, you're going to see every time I'm on that stage, I'm talking about there's a way to defeat them, and I give you the way. And I tell you publicly, because I can say this to you, the Democrats and the leftists can do nothing to stop us from winning if we put our minds to it. Nothing. They cannot stop us. The biggest thing they have, the biggest fear they have right now is that MAGA crowd. That's why they beat MAGA, Joe Biden, the MAGA side of the Republican Party. The MAGA, they think they can destroy it. You know what they're doing? All they're doing is bolstering it. It represents you. Same thing they tried to do with the Tea Party. And they did it successfully. But they won't be successful this time. The Tea Party didn't have a leader. That leader's Trump. And they know the leader of the MAGA movement is Trump, unquestionably. And he's been martyred. And every single thing that happens, this Hamas attack on Israel is Donald Trump's, it's a commercial. Did Hamas attack Israel with that level of ferocity ever during Donald Trump's presidency? Short answer, no. They wouldn't have even tried it. Would Russia have invaded Ukraine under Trump? There's not even why am I asking the question? The short answer is no, because they didn't do it. So give me your issue, and I'll tell you what the solution was. And Donald Trump did it without firing a shot. He says, I'll build this economy, and then I'll tell everybody, you do business with them, you don't do business with us. You think Iran couldn't even voice out debt to America, their economy was so starving. It would be like them going, debt to... They were a thirsty man dying in the desert under Donald Trump. They couldn't even utter the words death to America. And if they had, Donald Trump would have said, oh, you want to kill us? I tell you what I'm going to do. I'm not just going to wreck a little bit, wreck your economy. I'm going to destroy it. You think when Donald Trump gets reelected, you'll hear the Ayatollahs yelling death or uttering death to America? Or will they retract it? I would absolutely get them back immediately, and I bet you Trump would do the same.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right. For about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back, but you're gonna love it, and you're gonna love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-257-3672. 800-257-3672. 800-257-3672. That's 800-257-3672.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show
on Kevino Jacksones.
And what we said is we want to depressurize, de-escalate, and ultimately integrate the Middle East region. The war in Yemen is in its 19 months of truce. For now, the Iranian attacks against U.S. forces have stopped. Our presence in Iraq is stable. I emphasize for now because all of that can change. And the Middle East region is quieter today than it has been in two decades.
That was Jake Sullivan, Joe Biden's national security advisor, assuring us that we're safer than we've ever been. And I've looked at the statistics, and I've looked at the... I told you guys a number of terrorist attacks, etc., but what you don't
get from that, because you need to see the data, is that it is the attacks during the time of Biden and Obama were the most ferocious. Not only did Trump reduce the number of attacks, that he reduced the ferocity of the attacks. There were times during the Biden administration, Israel's had in a couple day period, they had 4,000 rockets launched at them. That's more than we're talking about now. And it's happened twice during the Biden administration. As Reagan would say, peace through strength. Jake Sullivan says that it's been safer than it has been in decades. You believe that? Let me ask you, do you think that America, forget the Middle East and what's going on there, do you feel like we're safer than we've ever been for decades? Here, let me let you hear this clip. This is internal to America. This is them discussing crime in Philadelphia.
Small, seemingly petty crimes in this kind of environment.
I think part of what's happening in Philadelphia is that you have a drug problem that's out of control. You have people who are in an area called Kensington that's like this open-air drug market like you've never seen before in your life, who are going around the city and doing all kinds of things in order to support their drug habits. You can't blame Larry Krasner for that. He's not putting a needle in their arm. He's not putting the drugs in their veins. He's not causing them to do that. They're doing that. And so I think part of what needs to happen is that we need to stop trying to blame one person, and we need to really attack the problems that are leading to some of this crime that's happening in Philadelphia and beyond. I think people feel that there is injustice. People feel that there's one set of laws for some people and one set of laws for others. And so when people feel that way, they will not obey the law because they don't think that it's just. I think that you have to address that first rather than trying to say that it's all on one person when it's not.
It's not all on one person, but there's some.
Well, that's what Charlie's saying. Charlie said it's Larry Krasner, it's the DA.
I think he is largely responsible for the failure to enforce a lot of violent crimes or properly prosecuted.
So, welcome back, folks. I would just tell you, everything they described there is leftism. Okay, you got small, petty crimes. They don't enforce those at all. They won't even arrest you at all. So then they say, well, we got a drug problem. It's out of control. And it's based on a particular area. And then these people expand out of their areas to support their drug habits. But you can't blame the DA, who, by the way, isn't enforcing the laws on petty crimes or even bigger crimes. Don't blame him. And he says the solution is attack the issues that are leading to crime, which is what? Family values, enforcing the laws on petty crimes. And any the guy, the black guy who's trying to defend Krasner says the injustice is it's a dual system of law. They see it. It's an injustice. And eventually you won't obey the law because you see it as it doesn't pay to obey the law. Well, I'm just telling you, think about that, how he described it. And all you end up with is leftism, 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 leftism. And then the one guy who's saying, look, it is Krasner's problem. He's the DA that says, I'm going to treat it differently. We're going to flip the dual system of justice and we're going to make it apply only to non-blacks, non-minorities. We're going to legislate based on, oh, you didn't have a daddy or you didn't have a mama or your mama was in prison or, you know, crackhead or whatever. We're going to enforce the laws that way. We're going to reinterpret it. And we're going to plead things down from felonies to misdemeanors, unless it involves a rich white guy like Donald Trump. Then we'll do it opposite. So we'll create a new dual system, except this one will reward the criminals. We've got a dual system of elections. We will elect who we want. We'll put in place an idiot who should in no way be responsible for what's happening in this country right now. Do you honestly believe, I'm pivoting back here, but do you honestly believe Joe Biden is capable of addressing what's happening in this country right now? Honestly. Let me tell you, there are people scared to death that Joe Biden is the guy who's in charge of what's going to happen in the world as America continues to get destroyed. Now think about it. He could be dragged into another war on another theater. I'm talking about in the Middle East, dealing with Iran, fighting this proxy war
on behalf of Israel, which, by the way, would be right to do, because we actually have interest in what Israel, what's going on in Israel, because that is an established democracy that has been trying to protect itself since 1968. I think that was the date, or 1948. I don't remember the year that Israel got its independence. But whatever the year was, they've been fighting for their lives since that time. And we've been defending them. And they've been helping us navigate the whole situation. But now we're, let's go start a war in Russia and fund that. And then let's start one over here and do that. If I were the world, particularly the Chinese, I'd be looking at America right now and say they're ripe for the picking. Be a pretty good time to invade Taiwan. What do you think? Joe Biden, ties between him and Netanyahu strained. Why? Because Netanyahu's coming back to saying, we got to protect Israel. Make Israel great again. MEGA. He's got MEGA going over in his Israel first. We've got America first and MAGA. He's got MEGA and Israel first. And you know what happened when they got soft on this stuff in Israel? They got what they got. They got a clandestine agency that can't determine, my goodness, when are they going to attack us now? They get no help from the United States. We have an anti-Israel movement afoot inside of Joe Biden's government, inside of academia. It is an anti-Semitic administration. And he's now saying he's going to do everything he can to support Israel. All Joe Biden is concerned about is transgender issues and making sure nobody knows how developmentally delayed he is. They go on to say there's a fractured political environment among the Palestinians that's going to make it difficult for the Americans to even figure out who's the partner. They've been intentionally fractured. Who do you go to? Do you go to Hamas? Do you go to ISIS? Do you go to Al-Qaeda? Al-Shabaab? What Al do you go to? They don't even know. Because we haven't been fighting a war against them, as I mentioned before earlier in the broadcast. They've been fighting a bigger war against American citizens, the CIA and the NSA. Instead of listening to the chatter going on in the Middle East, they're listening to me. They're like, Kevin, we're going to send IRS agents to your house. We're going to gin up some idea that you don't pay your bills or you don't do this or that. That's what they do. So, Joe Biden, I'm just telling you, I'm not going to tell you, I don't want a country attacked. I certainly don't want Israel attacked or any other country. But if we don't pull a Rahm Emanuel and say, don't let this go to waste, this crisis go to waste, shame on us. This war that's being fought that Israel had to declare on Hamas and eventually will have to declare throughout the Middle East is Joe Biden and the left's fault. So Biden is the one. And the media is already trying to run interference. They're going to attack Biden. He's a guy. They're going to blame him. Yeah, rightfully so. They're going to blame him. And then I love this. They try to make it sound like Joe Biden, he's been negotiating with the Saudis to bring the Israelis and the Saudis together. Sorry, been there, done that. Donald Trump brought the Israelis and the Saudis together. But hey, here's the news. Joe Biden has spoken out forcefully against this thing. But you know what else he's spoken out against? Attempts at a judicial overhaul in Israel. He called what Netanyahu was doing an erosion of democracy. That's what he called us. So, Joe Biden is a putz. Sadly, you're never going to get the Democrats to feel ashamed for having a moron negotiate for the greatest country ever. They should be helping Israel.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.